Any big plans in your last year?
The smooth transition is the most important thing to me, and that's why I stayed another year, was that we kind of had some hiccups and some bumps in the road, and we just need to have a smooth transition. I think our board's now committed to that, and you're seeing that with what I think is some board meetings where they're trying to figure out how to collectively work together, and I think they're doing a good job at it. So we're moving the right direction. We've got some other things to look at, including we've got a bond steering committee that just met last week, Thursday night, first time. We're meeting again on Thursday of this week, and I will tell you, we need to make some decisions on phase two of a bond issue as well. And so this committee is going to make a recommendation to the school board probably within, I think we're looking at a 2 to 3 week time window.
Any major budget decisions recently?
No, I mean, we've got a 3-year contract with our teachers. We're in the third year of a 3-year contract, and I think that's our biggest budget issue is when we signed that 3-year agreement. This year was a really big raise for our teachers, particularly our starting teachers. It was over a 5% raise, which from my perspective, we want to be competitive with our teachers, and so I think it was the right decision. But that's part of our budget challenge, is a 5% increase for your largest employee group has been a bit of a challenge, but the right challenge to have.
Anything new or different this school year?
I think we're going to see some continuation of what we've been doing with our persistent low-achieving schools. We call them the REACH schools. You may have heard recently that Druid Hill, one of those schools, was the State Board of Ed has taken them off the priority list. In fact, they said this is the model for how to turn around a school. And this was a school that fairly high poverty, very diverse school, and it had been just bumping along. And then now for the last 2 years, we've shown tremendous growth, and I'm really, really excited about that. Of all things, if we can make a difference in schools that have traditionally not been achieving well, and I think you're going to see more of that this year. So that's, I don't know if I call that new that the state now recognizes it, and the State Board of Ed collectively raised their hand. I think it was a 8-1 vote. Was it 8-1, 7-1? I think there was one board member that voted against it, but the rest of them said, no, we are very happy with it. I know several of them have been out to the school, and I'll tell you, that's gratifying to see those young people having success and the excited teachers and staff and leadership of Druid Hill. But that's just one example. But that's a big thing. Student assignment plan's big, continuing student success stories, and increasing student success.
Any challenges that you need to tackle this year?
Well, you know, there's always challenges. Making sure our bond issue maintains its on-time and on-budget piece is important, and we're opening up some schools at the winter break. You're probably familiar with Western Hills and Bell Ryan. Those should open up at winter break, but that's contingent upon weather issues and several other factors. So that's a really big, big issue for us to watch. How we move forward with all the issues related to the soup search, obviously that's going to be the highlight, because we need to identify someone that's anxious, willing, and capable and ready to take this baton and sprint to the finish line, or at least continue the race, maybe not the finish line, but continue the race. But we're heading the right direction. So my word to your listeners today is that we've got success indicators moving the right direction. Yes, we've had some challenges and a bit of a roller coaster last year, but we're regrouping, and we're going to regroup in a positive way.